Yeah, sewing machine that I remember growing up was Mum's 1960s or 70s thing, when it had this pale green banding around the top, and these changed stitches with little discs that you put in the top. And I think I used it a couple of times. I was involved with amateur dramatics, and at one point I was doing the costumes for something, but I found it quite loud and quite scary. It was a few years, well, quite a few years after that, when I'd moved out, I bought a sewing machine of my own, and I used it sort of off and on, quite often because I didn't have the space or time to get it out, because I didn't have anywhere for it to sort of live out, so everything had to be put away again. And from there on in, I'd sew a little bit every now and again. But yeah, I got back into it quite a bit more during lockdown, I guess because I had time, because my other activities were a bit more constrained. And I think that was actually the first time I'd changed the needle on my machine, was when it bent, and I was like, okay, maybe I should have changed that. But yeah, as we were saying just now, it does feel like a luxury to be able to sew. And it's not always a sustainable thing to do. It's because if you're sewing at home, you're probably going to have more waste from your cloth than someone in a factory who's got the economies of scale and can fit lots of pieces into a continuous piece of cloth. So I think it does sort of behove us to be as sustainable as possible. I see quite a lot of sewing on YouTube and Instagram that doesn't seem very sustainable at all. If someone's producing so many scraps that they can fill like a huge cushion or a footstool with, actually that maybe we don't need to make quite as much. So I've actually started doing, I'm not going to give up my machine, but I have started doing a bit more hand sewing, partly to slow down how I make things, but also because it means I can be a bit more sociable. Instead of hiding myself away in a room at the back of the house while my husband's downstairs, I can be downstairs in a chair and chat and do things like that. It's then fills a similar function to my knitting, because that feels more sociable than hiding away with a machine.